Dear participants, welcome to the University of Isfahan English Proficiency Test. We are delighted to have you here for the 90th UIEPT. Today, on the 1st of February, you'll be taking part in an evaluation of your English proficiency across various areas. For more information about the exam, including the test format and archive, we encourage you to visit our official website. Additionally, we invite you to join our IATA channel where you can stay updated with useful tips and important announcements about UIPT. Throughout the test, pay close attention to the instructions and respond carefully. On behalf of UIEPT team, we extend our sincere wishes for your success. Now we may begin Section A of Listening Test. Listen to a series of short conversations and answer questions 1 to 10.
Number 1.
Are you going to take out the trash?
I have no time to do it.
What does the woman mean? Number 2.
Are you worried about the interview?
It's unimportant to me.
What does the man mean? Number 3.
Do you have all the notes for Psychology 101?
I didn't miss a single lecture.
What does the man mean? Number 4.
Do you know the library's summer hours? I need to go there this evening.
It's never open past 6 o'clock in the summer.
What does the man mean? Number 5.
How often should I water the plants while you're gone?
No more than once a week.
What should the woman do? Number 6.
Did you enjoy your meal? That restaurant is very famous.
The food was good, but I was dissatisfied with the service.
What does the woman mean? Number 7.
Do you think that Bob really wanted me to go home?
He wasn't kidding when he told you to leave.
What does the man say about Bob? Number 8.
Can we finish this project before closing time?
If we work on nothing else.
What does the man mean? Number 9.
Would you mind staying an hour more?
I'd rather not.
What does the woman say about staying? Number 10.
Would you recommend the hotel where you stayed in New York?
The hotel provided service that was unequaled.
What does the man say about the hotel?
Section B. Listen to a lecture to answer questions 11 to 15.
Listen to part of a lecture in an economics class. The professor has been talking about international trade.
Okay, so let's recap from yesterday. Why do nations engage in international trade? Well, it's often because they have a surplus, more than they need. And they also trade for the opposite reason, when they have shortages and can't produce everything they want or need domestically. So these explanations are good as far as they go, but there's another scenario we need to discuss, and that is, what if a country is capable of producing something it wants or needs, but it can also import that same product from another country? Now, how does the country decide whether to make the product itself or import it? Okay, take an example. Think about the bananas that you buy in the supermarket. If you look closely, you'll see that most bananas in the United States are imported from countries with tropical climates. But the United States has warm regions. It has greenhouses. Clearly, it would be possible to grow bananas here. So why doesn't the U.S. do that? Scott?
Well, it's like a lot cheaper and more efficient for countries with tropical climates. For tropical countries to grow bananas, isn't it? I mean, they don't need greenhouses to grow bananas, and they're not so limited to certain regions.
Okay, good. That's exactly right. Tropical countries have what we call an absolute advantage in producing bananas. Absolute advantage is the term we use when a country can produce more of a product using fewer resources. They're the most efficient producer of something, and the United States can't be that with bananas, so it's better off specializing in other goods that it can make more efficiently. Let's take an example. Say we have two countries, and say they each make only two products, and they trade only with each other. Simplistic, I know, but, well, you'll see where I'm going with this in a moment. Okay, so, as I was saying, two countries, two products. One country can produce both products more efficiently than the other country. Should these two countries even trade at all?
Well, no. I mean, like, what's in it for the more efficient country?
Well, what is in it for them? Let's call these countries X and Y. Country X makes both TVs and chairs more efficiently than country Y does. It has an absolute advantage in producing both commodities, no question. But what economists also look at is relative efficiency. And from that perspective, we see that country X is a lot more efficient at making TVs than it is at making chairs. And in country Y, well, it turns out they're more efficient at making chairs than TVs. So we say that country Y has a comparative advantage at chair making, and country X has a comparative advantage at TV making. So what should happen? Well, first, both countries should specialize in the production of just one thing, the product they're most efficient at making. Country X should make only TVs, and country Y should make only chairs. Then the two of them should trade. Specialization and trade are going to lead to increases in production, an increased overall supply of goods, and generally lower prices, right?
Professor, I still don't see how countries figure out when and where they have a comparative advantage.
Well, you can't fully understand the concept of comparative advantage without also considering the related concept of opportunity cost. Opportunity cost is what you lose, the options you have to give up in order to use your time and resources for something else. Countries can determine where their comparative advantages lie, like making TVs instead of chairs, by figuring out what they can make with the lowest opportunity cost. Maybe this will be clearer if we apply it on a personal level. Now, think about when you go out to a movie. Your direct monetary cost is the price of the movie ticket, right? But you also spend 2 hours at the theater. Your opportunity cost includes both whatever else you could have spent your money on, 10 candy bars maybe, and whatever else you could have accomplished during the time you were watching the movie. You might have completed your homework for this class. Or you might have worked 2 hours overtime at your job, thereby earning instead of spending money. See, these lost possibilities are your opportunity cost.
This is the end of the recording.